भगवद्गीता 4.1 इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान् अहमुभयं विवस्वान् मनवे प्राह मनुरिक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत् इमं विवस्वते योगं इमं योगं दिस् नालेज् आफ् दिस् नालेज् आफ् योग अण्टु विवस्वान् प्रोक्तवान् ऐ हेव् स्पोक् दिस् अहम् अव्ययम् अव्यय is the adjective referring to yoga. This imperishable knowledge of yoga, I spoke to Vivaswan. Vivaswan Manave Praha. Vivaswan spoke it to Manu, his son. Manur Ikshvakave Bravit. And Manu gave it to Ikshvaku, who is considered to be the founder of the Surya Vamsha. Now, here, suddenly this recitation of the names of historical figures and the mention of an event that happened long time ago, this may seem to be suddenly out of flow, because prior to this, Krishna was giving an incisive analysis of lust, of how lust traps us and how we can come out of the trap of lust. So, when that discussion was going on, why has Krishna suddenly now started talking about lust, about Suryadev? So, actually, the flow is connected in multiple ways. Firstly, Krishna says, Evam Buddhe Param Buddhva. So, with your intelligence, understand your transcendence. And act and thereby conquer lust. This knowledge of conquering lust, this knowledge which empowers our intelligence, is not something which Krishna is giving only to Arjuna. Krishna has created a system by which this knowledge is available for humanity. So, that is the connection with the lust section. The knowledge of how to combat lust, how to understand one's transcendence and live in the pursuit of transcendence. That knowledge, Krishna says that lust is, Krishna has said, nitya vairena, is the enemy always in material existence. So then, along to fight, battle that enemy, the knowledge is also given by Krishna. Now, that is one connection we say. Now, if we go beyond the specific question that Arjuna asked at 3.36. Then 3.35, we see Krishna was talking about karma yoga and about doing one's karma according to one's varna with a spirit of detachment. So, Krishna started this in 3.3 and he said that jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam. So, yoga, twice he talked about that. And basically the third chapter compares karma yoga and jnana yoga and recommends karma yoga for Arjuna through various reasons. So this knowledge of yoga which Krishna was giving, and Krishna gave till 35th verse, then related with that a question came up. So then Krishna answers Arjuna's question, and then again we can say he goes back to giving the knowledge of yoga, and now he started tracing the history of this knowledge. So, after giving an analytical understanding of how the knowledge works and how the obstacle in living according to the knowledge, the obstacle of lust can be overcome, now Krishna is going to tell about how he has created a system by which this knowledge is always available to humanity. And herein we can examine the rationale of revelation. Some people think, how can God have given any knowledge? How can we say that a particular book is a scripture revealed by God? Now, first of all, we can just look from the logical point of view that we live in this world and whatever we need, heat, light, air, water, food, that is actually provided by nature. And nature means nature doesn't act independently. It is provided by God through nature. So when it is provided like this by God, then when our necessities for living are provided for, then actually there's one more necessity for living, that is the knowledge of the purpose of living. It's like if a father gives a toy, and along with the toy the father gives, if the toy requires electricity, so electric cord is there. If the toy needs to be clean with a particular liquid, and even that liquid is there. If all the things required with, associated with toy are given, then also, but then also some knowledge about how the toy is to be used or how the game is to be played, that also will be given. Otherwise, how does one, how does a child, what does a child do with all that? So similarly, the knowledge of how to live in this world is also given by Krishna, and that knowledge is coming through scripture to us. Imam Vivasvate Yogam. So at the start of creation, that means the knowledge of how to live in the world is coterminous with creation. That means as soon as creation comes along, even that knowledge also comes along. So the sun gives illumination to everyone, but Krishna is saying, I gave illumination to the sun. The sun's illumination only illumines the outer world, but Krishna's illuminating knowledge illumines the inner world. Something which the sun can't do. The sun is a great teacher. Sun is the guru of Hanumanji. But Krishna says, I am the guru of that sun. I give knowledge to sun god. And then it is not just one person enlightenment that Krishna is talking about. He is also talking about setting up a system by which people can learn. And so Surya Dev gave his knowledge to his son. That was Amar. So it's known as Vaivasvatmano. In one kalpa of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And the current Manu is Vaivasvatmano. So Surya Dev gave his knowledge to his son God, Vaivasvatmano. And then Vaivasvatmano gave the knowledge to his son, and that is Ikshvaku. Now if you see, Krishna is talking about the trans-terrestrial but not transcendental origin of this knowledge. So, terrestrial refers to the earth, trans-terrestrial refers to the beyond the earth, or we could say extraterrestrial. There is an acronym, ET, referred to life coming from somewhere else other than the earth. So, now, Surya obviously is extraterrestrial. So Krishna is talking about the universal scope of the knowledge or the universal relevance of that knowledge, that the knowledge is relevant for all living beings all over the universe, by saying how this knowledge was given to first a person beyond the earth, that is the Surya Dev, and then he gave it knowledge to to the Manu. So now Manu is considered the father of mankind. Manava, man. These words, the pronunciations are related with Manu. Now, so Manu's son is Ikshvaku. Ikshvaku is a prominent king, often thought of as the founder of the Surya Vamsha, the Vamsha in which Lord Ramachandra appeared. So through these three steps, from Krishna, through Vivaswan, through Vivaswatmano, through Ikshvaku, the knowledge came to earth. And in this way, that transcendental Krishna blessed humanity on the earth with this transcendental knowledge by which they could combat the forces of lust and even conquer material existence by the practice of yoga. So that imperishable yoga was made available in the universe and in the earth by the arrangement of Krishna. And that tracing of the chain is done by Krishna, talking from the, he is transcendental, the sun is extraterrestrial. So from the transcendental through the extraterrestrial to the terrestrial. That is what is the sequence by which knowledge manifests and becomes available to humanity. Thank you.